A warning for the Chinese financial system and happy Beaujolais Nouveau Day.
It's a big party in this sad month of November, where it's cold and grey and there is nothing to party for.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. There are some fresh warnings today about serious risks facing China's economy. Senior government officials told a conference in Beijing the country's financial sector needs reform and needs it quickly to avoid crisis. The BBC's Lisha Santarelli reports.
The warning came from Huang Qifan. He's a widely respected financial policy expert who was recently promoted to the top ranks of Chinese government after having served as the mayor of Chongqing, which is one of China's biggest cities. The issue here is that China's economic growth has come at a big cost over the years. The country has accumulated huge mountains of debt. And so today, Mr. Huang said the ratio of China's financial sector to the overall economy is the highest ratio in the world, which is, quote, not a good thing. Now, international investors have been warning about this issue for years, and it's clear that Chinese policymakers are aware of the problem and looking to take steps to address it. For example, they've been cracking down on speculative investments and areas like shadow banking. Mr. Huang also said that China needs to reform how it manages its foreign exchange reserves in order to become a true financial power. And so we could expect more measures to come out of the government in the coming years. In Singapore, I'm the BBC's Lisha Santarelli for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets in Asia and Europe are up. Japan's Nikkei closed up 322 points, or 1.5%. Germany's DAX is up 75 points, or 0.6%. Now, the UN climate conference in Bonn ends tomorrow with disagreement between the US and its allies on fossil fuels. A report by Reuters suggests Britain and Canada will actually urge nations today to join them in a global alliance to phase out coal, defying US lobbyists. Meanwhile, a new study says many of the effects of climate change are inevitable, even if the world radically cuts carbon dioxide emissions now. An international research program called Helix said sea levels will rise by as much as a foot and a half by the end of the century. The BBC's Roger Harabin reports.
CO2 molecules warm the atmosphere for hundreds of years, and as heat increases, seawater steadily expands. This basic physics gives the researchers confidence in some predictions. They say, for instance, that even if emissions dropped immediately, which they won't, then 2.5 million people in Bangladesh would be affected by sea level rise. Some tropical areas already suffer levels of heat, bringing very high risk of human harm when people are working outdoors. The researchers say that with 2 degrees of warming, most of the Indian subcontinent and large areas of North Africa would get these conditions. In Bonn, this is the BBC's Roger Harabin for Marketplace.
If Thursdays in November mean Thanksgiving in the US, in France they mean Beaujolais Nouveau Day. Today, the third Thursday of November, the red wine made in the southeastern French province starts a race to hit shelves around the world. Richard Rottiers is a French winemaker in the northern Beaujolais region.
These wines, Beaujolais Nouveau, they come from a specific vineyard and they've been fermented very quickly. We harvested beginning of September in usually concrete tanks with a specific Beaujolais vinification. The goal is to make something very fruity, light and easy to drink. It's a very fun wine you can drink in November because it's made very quickly and just for the fruit.
Why is there a day on which this wine is released? I mean, why not allow winemakers to just choose when their wines are ready? Why on one particular day?
At the origin, it was created in the 60s. The Beaujolais Nouveau Day, and it was quite a marketing thing at the beginning, and it's still like that. We choose to do one day for opening all the bottles.
What happens on Beaujolais Nouveau Day? Do you pop open the first bottles at midnight for a taste?
It's a big party in Beaujolais and in all the region. We enjoy tasting the first wine of the year. We just drink wine and eat some light food with it. It's a big party in this sad month of November, where it's cold and grey and there is nothing to party for. So Beaujolais Nouveau, it's the good time for that.
Some people argue that Beaujolais Nouveau actually is damaging the Beaujolais brand because it isn't as good a wine as the other Beaujolais. What would you say to that?
There is probably a misunderstanding in the mind of these people. So they think all the Beaujolais is Beaujolais Nouveau. But in fact, you have also other wines that comes from different soils, different terroirs, and where we make wines you can keep for ages, more serious wine in a way, compared to this Beaujolais Nouveau, which is just a part of our production.
Now, you've spent time in New Zealand, in South Africa. You're now making Beaujolais in France. What is the small French winemaker's biggest challenge?
We only plant one variety, so the difference in the wines is made with the soil and the exposure to the sun. It's a very precise work for us to make different wines from only one variety. So that's, for me, very challenging because I did many different wines in my life with many different varieties, blending them. And here it's only the soil and the terroir that speaks.
Richard Rottier there. Finally, the restaurant bill was just $50. So imagine the Singapore waitress's surprise when one of her customers tacked on a $1,400 tip. She's a struggling single mother. He said he did it because, quote, we have two hands, one to work hard, one to help others. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.